This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks notched gains across the board on Tuesday after key inflation data came in hotter than expected to help set expectations for the timing of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut. The S&P 500 rose about 1.2% to close at a new record high, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite climbed roughly 1.5% after 2 days of losses, led by chip giant Nvidia's 7% gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ticked up about 0.6%. Treasury yields also gained, with the 10-year yield rising 5 basis points to trade around 4.15%. Gold prices fell more than 1% to trade near $2,162. Investors are digesting the Consumer Price Index release, one of the most important data inputs for the Fed, in deciding its next policy move. Headline inflation met expectations with a monthly gain of 0.4% in February, following a 0.3% rise the month before. But core CPI, which strips out food and energy prices, came in at 0.4% rise on the month and 3.1% gain on the year, both higher than estimates. The CPI print is seen as influential, given Fed policymakers have said they want to be sure inflation is easing before beginning to bring rates down from their historically high level. Before the CPI release, S&P 500 traders were hedging moves of 0.9% in either direction for stocks. Meanwhile, Bitcoin continued its record-setting rally with a rise above $72,000 earlier in the session. Surging inflows into crypto assets have helped the leading token to notch an almost 70% gain this year so far, prompting bulls to predict Bitcoin could reach as high as $350,000 this year. Looking at Tuesday's trending tickers, Oracle shares jumped about 12% on signs the database giant is making progress in cloud computing amid a tie-up with AI chip giant Nvidia. Shares of airliner Southwest took a nosedive on Tuesday, falling about 14% after the company said it's reevaluating prior full-year guidance amid an expected decline of 737 MAX aircraft deliveries this year. Southwest said Boeing, which produces the 737 MAX aircrafts, told the company it expects to deliver just 46 aircrafts in 2024 compared to the 79 that was expected. Shares of 3M rose 3% after the conglomerate announced William Brown as its next CEO. Brown, who previously served as the chairman and CEO of the tech company L3Harris Technologies, will replace Michael Roman effective May 1st. Roman will transition to an executive chairman role on 3M's board. Shares of the running shoe and athletic apparel brand On Holding sank roughly 14% on Tuesday after it missed fourth quarter earnings estimates on both the top and bottom lines. On expects full-year 2024 revenue to reach $2.56 billion, a year-over-year increase of 30%. Prior to Tuesday's drop, the stock had climbed about 25% since the start of the year. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.